Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The State Health Department has released its new report on the deadly outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in Flint. You may recall 90 people came down with Legionnaire's in 2014 and 2015 after the city switched to water from the Flint River. 12 people died. Now the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is pointing a finger of blame again at Flint's McLaren Hospital. Michigan Radio Steve Carmody is here with us from Flint. Steve, what is in this latest report?
Well, this latest report is the latest in a series of reports and press releases we've seen over the past year or so from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, pointing the finger of blame primarily at McLaren Hospital. Now, just digging into the numbers very quickly, they have complete exposure histories on 83 of the 90 patients who fell ill with Legionnaire's disease between 2014 and 2015. And of those 83, 51 of them were patients at one time or another at McLaren Flint Hospital. So the health department says that shows that McLaren was a primary source, or as they point out, no other large building with high-risk plumbing was identified as a common source of exposure. So they say it's primarily looking like it's McLaren Flint as a prime source for the Legionnaire's outbreak.
Certainly, the 54 case patients, as you point out in your story, is 65%. That's a pretty hefty percentage. And also, what, 94% of case patients with hospital healthcare exposures were at McLaren Flint?
That is correct. 51 of the 54 patients who were in hospital environments were at McLaren Flint Hospital. And now you might be thinking, okay, that's not all of them. What about the other 32 cases? Were they also in Flint? Well, 9 of them were Flint residents and lived on Flint water. And so that leaves about another 24 who they don't have a good explanation as to how they were exposed to Legionella.
Does this latest state report, Steve, allow at all for the fact that state and city employees' actions or lack of actions after the water changed had any part in the Legionnaire's outbreak?
Well, that's pretty much the argument that we're getting from McLaren Flint. The hospital officials are saying this study only looks at exposures in the home and at a hospital setting. It doesn't look at other possible places where patients could have been exposed to Flint water as a possible source. So the McLaren Flint people are saying the state is using flawed methodology and suggesting that this is just part of a pattern of the health department trying to put the blame on the hospital when at the same time, two important officials with the state health department are facing criminal charges for their role or their possible role in the outbreak when it occurred.
We're talking about Director Nick Lyons and the state's chief medical executive, Dr. Eden Wells. What is the latest with all of these criminal charges and court proceedings?
Well, for Dr. Wells and for Mr. Lyon, they're currently approaching the end of their preliminary exams where attorneys argue over the evidence of their possible involvement in the, you know, that they may not have reacted appropriately in response to the Legionella outbreak. Both of them could be facing involuntary manslaughter charges if a judge decides there's enough evidence to send this to trial. And that decision or those decisions for those two should be approaching pretty soon.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody with us from Flint. Steve, thanks so much.
My pleasure.